mindless eating. When it comes to mindful eating, you have what's called mindless eating. A good mindless eating example is where people are nighttime eaters. They overconsume at nighttime when there's nothing else to do with their hands, or they overconsume at every single meal because they eat so fast. And it's these overeaters and these nighttime eaters that, if you address this problem, it could be the 500 or 600 additional calories they're consuming every day, which is stopping them losing weight at the end of the week. So, when you address your nutrition, when you look at your nutrition right now, and again, you know your nutrition better than everybody else. What's your breakfast like? What's your lunch like? What's your dinner like? Are you consuming food after dinner? Are you consuming snacks and relying on energy drinks during the day? Or are you trying intermittent fasting when you're skipping breakfast, having a tiny lunch, and by the time you get home, you want to eat a whole horse, you're so hungry? And as we spoke of, consuming the majority of your calories before you go to bed will overwhelm the digestive system, cause metabolic dysfunction, and cause postprandial inflammation, and thereby interfere with your rest, recovery, and detoxification at nighttime. So, in my opinion, and it's not for everybody, the majority of calories should be consumed early in the daytime. I am a fan of intermittent fasting, I am a fan of time-restricted feeding, but again with those protocols, to trying to keep the majority of the food away from nighttime, and to be conscious and be mindful of your eating habits. Making sure that you tick the boxes of your proteins, fats, carbohydrates, vitamins and minerals every single meal. We're focusing on at least 19 solid, good meals that week. If one or two meals are off the regimen, that's not going to deter you completely. But be aware of what you're eating, be aware of when you're eating, and the habits you practice when.